I was late leaving work the other evening, which made me way behind schedule. Knowing I had no food in the house, I rushed into our local village supermarket and hurriedly plucked a metal basket from the stack next to the door. I swung it around and up and over the head of a little old lady who was standing there in the narrow entrance. As I did so, our eyes met, and I instinctively smiled. The bewilderment in her eyes dissolved away, and she smiled back. I assumed she was waiting for someone, so thoughts of my frantic need to buy provisions, as quickly as I could, rapidly returned to the forefront of my mind. "I haven't come in for anything," she whispered. "I only popped in to get out of the house for a chat."
"Well, that's all right," I said. "You never know who you might bump into in the local shop for a good old gossip."
She smiled broadly and chuckled. I was about to politely squeeze past her, dreading the thought of returning home, late with no food prepared. But her eyes met with mine again, and she told me all about her daughter who lives in Cornwall. We both stood there, our backs pushed firmly against the fruit and veg, as other people swept past us. She asked me all sorts of questions about me and my life. As I searched for answers in my head, the cares of the day were subconsciously swept away by our chatting. The participation in what became an interesting and therapeutic conversation had driven away the urgent need to get home. I realised that it didn't actually matter if I was late home or not. I was soon amazed to discover nearly half an hour had gone by, and I felt unwound and good. Then, silence. Neither of us could think of anything else to say, but our smiles said it all. "Well, I think I'm going to treat myself to fish and chips," I eventually said. "Good idea," she said. We calmly popped our empty baskets back on the stack and left the shop. I discovered that I hadn't gone in for anything either. Well, not shopping anyway.